Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Whatever you want, and we still have a little bit more to say on the Venezuela situation. Plus, Chris, you're going to tell us about Coinbase getting hacked. We'll get into that when we get the chance, but your calls coming first here. Again, the number 603-283-6160. If you're just tuning in, you may not have heard the news that in Venezuela, you may have heard that people there are in drastic poverty. In fact, it's shocking numbers. They continue to go up. 75% of Venezuelans now living in extreme poverty. And also, according to various news sources, today was the deadline for the old Bolivar. They're now knocking six zeros off of the Bolivar. And that started today. So if you had 1 million Bolivar yesterday, you now have one.
Yeah, it wasn't always like this either. Before there was hyperinflation in Venezuela, there was simply inflation.
Even if you had 1 million Bolivar yesterday, just to be clear to people who don't understand, that's still only like having like a dollar or less.
Yeah, that's like 25 cents worth of
25 cents.
Bolivar, yeah.
And now it's even less.
It is. It's like 20 cents. One Bolivar is like worth like 20 cents U.S. So we can talk more about that. In fact, I think that's what Scott wanted to talk about in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just kind of thinking about Venezuela, and, you know, that's got to cause a lot of confusion having six zeros chopped off is what you said, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's this time. They chopped five zeros off back in 2018.
Yeah, this is the fourth revaluation, you said?
The third in 13 or 14 years.
Right, yeah. So I got to think, like, most of the people there got to be thinking of other ways to exchange things of value and support the stores that they value the most and kind of have a relationship with certain, you know, stores and getting things that they need. And but it kind of puts it into perspective of, like, how that's how we would have to kind of do things here and, you know, got to appreciate having other forms of money or things of value. And I have some gold backs. Those are
nice.
Pretty nice. And and silver and stuff like that. And it's kind of nice, you know, I kind of think about that on a daily basis now, like, man, what, you know, how easy is it? I could maybe, you know, exchange some silver for something or whatever with people around me here and stuff like that. And
one of the things you have to do to put that out there is to start asking. You know, if you have gold backs, which for listeners that don't know, that's the gold backs is an amazing creation that came out a couple years ago. It is a gold, physically gold backed currency. It's an actual piece of gold.
It's confusing when you say it's gold backed to people. Yeah. It's made of gold.
Correct. It's one one-thousandth of an ounce.
It's not just backed by gold. It is
literally
gold.
Is gold. Yeah, it's one one-thousandth of an ounce of gold that you can easily give to somebody, put it in their hand, and it's just beautiful. It's got wonderful artwork on it. There's several, a few different states. There's two more, I think, states on the way. South Dakota and
Wyoming,
yeah, I think are on the way. They already have Utah, Nevada, and New Hampshire. They're all interchangeable. They're all gorgeous. And so, you know, if you want people to accept gold backs or silver or something like that, start asking. You know, usually it's going to have to be mom and pop business. Obviously, you're not going to convince Walmart to do it, but, you know, local mom and pop businesses, you'd be surprised how many people are very interested in accepting these things.
I've definitely taken and spent gold backs on numerous occasions now, and nice. it's pretty cool every time I have the opportunity to do it. But it's not quite to the extent at crypto that I can spend crypto in New Hampshire, but
it's also way newer.
But it's also way newer, right, exactly.
I'm just realizing when we went to Jen's Fish Market here in Keene, maybe we should have asked about gold backs. That seems to be something she probably would have been more into. She's
like, saying because she didn't really care for the idea of cryptocurrency.
She said that sounds complicated. She just wants cash. She doesn't want to.
But you know, I don't know. I don't think she would have wanted anything else other than dollars.
You don't know unless you ask, though.
It's true, and I think it wouldn't have hurt to ask.
And the gold back appeals to a different group of people.
Yeah, it does.
People like us that see all alternatives as good things are obviously going to be interested, but also the people that are like, yeah, crypto, I'm too old for that. They're not too old for gold. They're not. Scott, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I'll just, I definitely would like to get a hold of more gold backs, and I think that's a really good one to kind of get used to using in a local community just in case things get worse. Like, I'm happy to hear in Venezuela that they're using crypto and, I guess gold, and I kind of wonder what else they might be trying to, you know, exchange the value and how they're doing things.
They're using other fiat currencies, so the dollar is very, very popular there now. It's used by 70% of stores of the population there. Some are trading in the peso from surrounding Colombia and Brazilian, whatever that one was. I forget what that one was called. But they're using anything they can except for the Venezuelan Bolivar. Thank you, Scott, for the call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Because I remember when the gold back first came out, Chris, that we were at a local restaurant here and we were having Social Sunday, which is our weekly event. This was before it went to the local pho noodle place called Pho Keen Great. It wasn't there. It was at a local burger prior to that. And I remember pulling out. One of the first times I'd ever brought the gold back out. And it immediately attracted attention from an older man, probably in his late 60s, early 70s, sitting at a table nearby. And he just, you know, they're noticeable. They catch the light because they're very reflective. They're very beautiful gold products. And he came up to me and says, "What is that?" And, you know, that guy might not have cared about Bitcoin.
Right.
But he was instantly interested in this. And there's a larger number of, I think, older folks who, you know, they're old enough to know what gold is and, like, you know, understand that it's got some value to it.
Yeah, I certainly think that you're probably right just based on, a lot of these times that you've interacted with people, I've been there and I've seen it myself firsthand. So it's not like I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I certainly would agree with you. The attitude of this particular lady seemed to be that she couldn't be bothered with anything else.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know that it was specifically Bitcoin. I was thinking it wouldn't have mattered what you put in front of her.
I think you may be right. Yeah. That's a common reaction from most people. Business owners, because they're just so busy, and until something becomes clearly interesting, you know, like to them, if it's they're hearing from more than one customer about it, then they might start to take a thing with some level of seriousness.
Because she even said to Chris and I, she was like, "No, I had someone come in a couple weeks ago asking if I take those cryptocurrencies, and it seems too complicated for me and all this stuff. I just want checks and cash. I don't even want to deal with credit cards."
And I suspect that it wasn't Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, but probably like some sort of, you know,
learning curve.
I don't know. What do they call those other? They're not currencies really. Like Google Pay, I think.
Oh, electronic.
Yeah.
Forms of payment.
Yeah, and Apple
dollars,
Pay or
dollars.
Whatever they're. Yeah, I don't even know what they're called, but there's like Samsung Pay. There's a bunch of them, and it's just basically to a credit card or something, and then you use your phone to pay somehow.
Yeah,
she probably thought it was something like that, where they'd be taking a big fee from her and stuff like that.
And she didn't even give us. I tried to get it in there that this would solve the fee problem, but like I didn't even get it. She wasn't even
didn't have the time, didn't have the brain space.
Maybe this one lady wasn't a good example for me to say we should have brought gold backs up. But the reason
we didn't have a chance. She didn't even give us a chance.
Yeah, the reason that we kind of like targeted this business was because she had a little card next to her card reader that said, 3% fee or something like that because
right.
and I'm
pay
sorry.
Extra if
yeah.
you
I care about my customers, but
you know, strategically I suspect we probably would have been better off going into that conversation before mm-hmm. getting to crypto or cold backs.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
then it would have given you an opportunity to kinda
build
some rapport. With her.
Yeah.
And get her to understand that you're actually trying to help her and it's not like you're trying to sell her something.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and also that's one of the ways it helps to actually have rapport with the business owner
absolutely.
By going to their business multiple times. They recognize you. They know you're a good customer. Then they take your suggestions even more seriously at that point. If they know that you're in there every week. Or
she has good lobster rolls.
There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. This is...
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
phones are open if you want to join us. The number 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. 603-283-6160. We were talking about earlier in the show the redenomination, the latest one. Just 3 years ago, they knocked five zeros off the Venezuelan Boulevard. They changed from the Boulevard Fuerte, the strong boulevard, to the Boulevard Soberano, or the so-called Sovereign Boulevard. And now they're changing again, knocking six zeros off this time, to what they're now calling the Digital Boulevard. But it's still physical. Now,
do they know what the word digital means?
I don't know. This is the same country's government gang that introduced the Petro, which was supposedly a quote-unquote cryptocurrency, and it was the release was just this botched-up disaster that still, you know...
Did anybody ever actually get...
Supposedly,
the
Petro?
Yeah, the Petro.
Supposedly, some people in Venezuela are able to access the Petro.
Uh-huh.
Not that you would want to for any reason in particular.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, I haven't heard much about the Petro since the last couple of years.
I'm curious if, like, could I go and actually pay with it?
No.
Venezuela, because nobody's accepting it.
Because you're not... Well, first of all, I doubt anyone's accepting it. But secondly... You're not a Venezuelan, so I don't think that you would have access to it.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like you have to be a citizen?
They put you through a know-your-customer process in order to even have a chance at getting one of these things.
So can an average Venezuelan, if they have Petro, can they spend it?
I don't have any idea about that. I think it's like this... That's a good question, Bonnie, and that would deserve some research at this point. It's been more than a year or so since I've seen anything about the Petro, so I don't know what its current... usability statuses on that. It may just be a trinket.
Yeah, this is one of the problems that we have. We get these stories that we cover, and then like there's never any updates or info, so we don't know what if they succeeded or they failed or what the story is. But it would be interesting. It would be interesting to find out.
I wonder if it's worth more than BAMF coin.
One thing is for sure, we're not going to get into that, Bonnie, because it requires a long explanation, it's an inside joke. The Boulevard has lost nearly all of its value in just over a decade, shedding almost 73% in 2021 alone. Now, this is according to France24.com. We're talking about how they're going to knock six zeros. They are knocked. It's happened. Today's day number one of knocking six zeros off of the Boulevard. Their annual budget of 115 billion Boulevard in 2007, then the equivalent of 50 billion, if held in the local currency, would be worth less than a dollar today. What? Venezuela is battling its eighth year of recession as well as hyperinflation that reached nearly 3,000% in 2020. And more than 9,500% the year before, according to the central bank's own figures, which, of course, you can't really trust them, because why would you believe what the central bank is telling you about how much money they're printing out?
Yeah, they won't even give you an honest value for your dollar if you bring it in.
Or in this case, the Venezuelan...
if you bring in a U.S. dollar.
Oh, right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. If you take a dollar into a bank, they will give you today... They will now give you... It would have been... I don't remember what the official numbers were. I think it was like 78,000 or something like that before yesterday. And now the official number is like 4-point-something Boulevard per dollar. And already on the black market, you'll get more than 5 Boulevard per dollar on day number one. So we'll have to check in next week and see what the black market Boulevard rate is at that time. In May, the government tripled the monthly minimum wage. But the new amount still wasn't enough to even buy a single kilogram of meat.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine living like this? 3 out of 4 Venezuelans live
No, because I don't know how you survive.
Yeah,
this
all goes back to how much is $3 worth of rice? Like, is that a box worth of rice even?
Yeah.
I mean, can you live 2 weeks on that? And then how do you put a roof over your head?
And I heard that they already ate all the, like... cats and dogs and like squirrels that live there.
And you know, it's crazy. There's got to be some sort of there's got to be some way people are bringing in money that isn't you know from a job. It's got to be like
black market.
I don't know if black market, but often these countries have people sending back remittances.
Money coming in from outside. Yep.
And I'm wondering, like, that must be how people are surviving because $150, if you're making $3, what was it, every 2 weeks, that's
right.
$6 a month. That doesn't even cover your rent.
Right.
You know, and doesn't, I don't even think that would cover enough for food to sustain you.
According to Bloomberg.com about the redenomination, banknotes and new coins will be issued. Bank accounts will be adjusted to reflect the redenomination. So if you logged into your bank account yesterday and then you logged into your bank account in Venezuela today, you have six zeros gone from your bank account balance. Debit and credit card purchases will become easier. There were so many digits involved in some transactions that merchants were forced to split the transaction into multiple card swipes. Because think about it. If you've ever run a retail establishment before and you've had one of those credit card machines where you punch in the amount and you swipe the person's card or whatever, those things only have, 12 digits on it.
Yeah, I don't think at the Mighty Move Smart I could type in, this costs, $20 million.
Yeah.
I don't think I could.
And $20 million in Venezuela would have been a handful of dollars worth of... that would have been like $4, $5.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what our limit is. Like, I remember we raised our limit at some point. I don't know if it was like 20,000 or 10,000, but I remember raising it because we couldn't process more than a certain dollar amount. Mm-hmm. But just to think about what that would be in Venezuelan currency,
it's mind blowing.
There's no way. There's no way. You'd probably have to do 1,000 transactions or more in order to get. Certain amounts that sometimes are processed on credit cards.
Leeda Leon, a 37-year-old cleaning worker at a Caracas school, said, quote, "This is useless. Prices will continue to rise, and in a few months, the new bills will be useless," unquote. Now, this goes back to a discussion we had earlier about whether or not people are aware and how they, feel about these sorts of things. This is just a janitor working at a school. Like, this person isn't in some sort of economic job position or whatever. They're not working in a, academic university or something. And they know, this person, Leda knows that this is all a shell game and this is not going to help them in any way, shape, or form.
But does he understand why or how it's, why this is happening, right? Like, what's the cause of it? And that's the thing I'm not sure that people fully understand.
Yeah.
Right.
Obviously, everybody's individuals. Some people are going to understand it and some people aren't. But I think you're motivated to try to understand these things when they're literally stripping away hundreds of percentages of value.
You would certainly think you would be.
Do they have voting there? Like, do they vote for Modelo?
Yeah, but Maduro. And Modelo is an alcoholic beer. But they do have elections, but they're controlled. Right?
That's what I was going to say, because I was going to say, in America, we just vote for people that would do this to our dollar. Well, people really do vote for them. But I don't think that these people, I'm pretty sure that their elections are just...
Some people would refer to them as rigged, but it's more like they have goons that go around intimidating people.
Yeah, they actually arrested the opposition guy a few years ago.
Yeah,
put him in a jail cell while he was running against the president.
Yeah, basically you are not allowed to, effectively you're not allowed to run against the president.
All right, so we're going to get into a different story coming up here. Coinbase has been hacked, apparently. Or were they hacked? We'll get a little bit more about what happened, because there's a lot of people passing around this news. And, Chris, I think you've got the story about this, although all three of us had seen this news. So we'll get into it coming up here. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, on Thursday said natural gas must be included in a clean energy program.
On the energy, I am all for all of the above. I'm all for clean energy, but I'm also for producing the amount of energy that we need to make sure that we have reliability. And I'm concerned about
without
that.
Without carbon capture, correct?
Well, I'd love to have carbon capture. We don't have the technology because we really haven't gotten to that point.
The remark is sure to anger climate advocates who have opposed the use of natural gas in a key program known as the Clean Electricity Performance Program. The Supreme Court says Justice Brett Kavanaugh has tested positive for COVID-19. The High Court said in a press release Friday that Kavanaugh has no symptoms and has been fully vaccinated since January. Kavanaugh and all other justices had a routine coronavirus test ahead of Friday's ceremonial investiture for Justice Amy Coney Barrett. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court sided with the Biden administration late Thursday in a ruling that will allow the Department of Homeland Security to continue to impose COVID restrictions that have blocked the majority of asylum seekers from entering the U.S. this year. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We're in the midst of a pandemic. The Centers for Disease Control has a Title 42 authority that we exercise to protect the migrants themselves, to protect the local communities, our personnel, and the American public. The pandemic is not behind us. Title 42 is a public health policy, not an immigration policy.
Immigration advocates who have sued the administration to end the policy say it is an enforcement measure disguised as a public health order. The dollar began the last quarter of 2021 near its highest levels of the year and was headed for its best week since June as investors expected a hawkish-sounding Federal Reserve to lift U.S. interest rates sooner than its major peers. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Open phones. If you want to join in, here the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio is me, Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. We've been talking about money overall tonight, specifically government money so far, the worst kind of money out there. Venezuela knocking six zeros off their currency starting today. So they're doing another redenomination just 3 years after they knocked five zeros off. It's getting, you know, to the point 11 zeros is really hard to comprehend as far as how large of an amount of zeros that is off of something.
I saw that number, my brain would just freeze.
Yeah.
I seriously hate reading numbers with a whole bunch of zeros.
And so they've done that. We've talked a lot about it. But let's talk about solutions, because you did mention this earlier tonight. We talked about, you know, hey, you're getting screwed by these governments. Yeah, the American dollar isn't being hyperinflated yet. But it could be any time. They could, you know, all of a sudden start printing like crazy. In fact, I did look earlier at the numbers, and people say it's between like 22 and 40% of all dollars that exist were created in the year 2020. So they did a lot of inflation in the last year, like record level inflation, and they're trying to cover it up right now by saying, oh, it's only 5%. You can't believe these government people.
And it's crazy because it's not like they're doing other things too, like to deceive us, like you know sure. the tariffs. I mean, they brought those back too. So was this the Trump tariffs or the Trump tariffs they brought mm-hmm. back as well? So like and they didn't just bring back 10%, but they brought back a 25%.
Got to make up for lost time,
right? Which is a 13% increase, you know, mm-hmm. In terms of the cost of goods. So like it's not even just one thing. Like there's all sorts of different techniques that they use to kind of deceive us. And it's like, man, it's sick. It's so sick.
So we talked about some alternatives. You and I were discussing gold backs, which are 1/1000th of an ounce, beautiful art pieces, basically, that are tradable. They're incredible. There's also, of course, cryptocurrency. And cryptocurrency is amazing. It's been a tremendous success over the last 12 years that's been around, almost 13, coming up in January. I think it'll be 13 years since Satoshi Nakamoto released Bitcoin to the world.
Happened in January?
I believe it was January of 2009, if I recall correctly. And that, of course, has changed everything.
Oh my! It makes international trade so much easier. I wish more people would use it.
Yeah, if it's accepted.
It is. And you know, I frequently get payments from overseas
from customers.
For my business. But I just wish everybody would use it.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
As opposed to, you know, a percentage.
You're still probably paying most of your vendors with U.S. dollars, right?
Actually, surprisingly, there's a lot of upstream vendors that we pay in cryptocurrency.
That is a surprise. Good.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Is it a majority yet or not quite?
Oh, no. Okay. I mean,
1%, 10%?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's probably like somewhere between 10 and 25%.
All right. Double digits. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. It's more than you would think.
I'm surprised. Yeah, that's great.
I can't say that we've had any $100,000 like type transactions mm-hmm. with crypto, but I would say like, you know, $20,000 transaction.
Nice.
You know, those types of smaller transactions.
It made it easy, didn't it?
Yeah, decent sizes. Yeah, sure.
So one of the things we recommend to people here on Free Talk Live is if you're going to get into cryptocurrency, and obviously there's risks involved, you know, it could go down. But, of course, you know the government money is going to go down. That's a guarantee. Cryptocurrency could also go up, and it seems like it generally tends to over time, but you know, obviously we can't predict the future. If you're going to get into it, one of the most important things to remember is not your keys, not your coins. Meaning if you give your cryptocurrency to a company like Coinbase, or if you buy it from Coinbase and you never take it off of Coinbase, you never put it in your own wallet in what they call a non-custodial wallet, which sounds kind of confusing, but what it means is the wallet company, the manufacturer, does not have custody of your funds. They do not have custody of your cryptocurrency private keys. And in the case of Coinbase and all of the other centralized exchanges out there, they all have control over your funds. And what happens when you do this, Chris? What could happen?
You lose it. You could, and people do all the time. It's happened repeatedly with exchanges over the years.
Or they'll obey the government and freeze your money when the government asks them mm-hmm. to.
There's all sorts of things that are going on when it comes to people losing their money because they entrust somebody else to hold it for them.
Right.
And if you don't understand that your crypto is being held by somebody else, you are bound to, lose it. And if you can't understand this concept, you maybe shouldn't even be using cryptocurrency. But anyway, so yeah, I've got a story here from bleepingcomputer.com, and the story is titled "Hackers Rob Thousands of Coinbase Customers Using MFA Flaw." So
multi-factor authentication.
Yes, okay. That's what it stands for. Crypto exchange Coinbase disclosed that a threat actor stole cryptocurrency from 6,000 customers after using a vulnerability. This isn't like 6,000 customers over the last year. This is 6,000 customers at a single time.
Really?
And I find it interesting that it's there. This is the thing I always find interesting. It's never Coinbase, you know, or the exchange that the money was stolen from. It's their customers that the money was stolen from. And yet Coinbase is the one that's holding that crypto for their customers. You would think that if it's stolen from Coinbase, it's Coinbase's obligation. It's not from the customers. But especially in this particular case, because it's an attack on Coinbase's infrastructure, and it's not a situation where you know, a Coinbase customer, you know, gave their password to somebody else, or, you know.
So it's not? So it was actually Coinbase's fault
in
this case?
Yeah, Coinbase itself is at fault. So it has to do with poor security is what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
On Coinbase's part. They're using antiquated technology for authentication, effectively. So let's see here. From 6,000 customers after using a vulnerability to bypass the company's SMS multi-factor authentication security feature.
Oh, wow. Okay, because SMS itself is a vulnerability.
SMS isn't a security feature.
Right.
But yet that's how they are treating it.
Yeah, but they're saying they bypassed that entirely.
They did, yes.
Which is even, that's a real failure. Like,
yeah,
so
right.
Just to explain for our listeners, the SMS is the texting system, right? And the reason why it's a risk to use this as your multi-factor is somebody who knows what they're doing can easily socially engineer your phone company into transferring your account to their phone.
And it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And this is the crazy thing. It's like people have to, you know, if you don't want to have, if you're going to use an exchange, one of the things you don't want to do is use a phone number that you give out publicly, right? Because that is the means by which
the
attack vector occurs.
What you're saying is somebody tried to, like, a hacker tried to log into somebody's account on Coinbase using the public phone number and then just, like,
no, they've done that.
Not in this case, but
right.
Yeah.
In this case, there was some sort of vulnerability on the website that allowed them to bypass that step entirely.
Hmm.
So they found a bug in Coinbase's site, and it allowed them to basically, as you say here, simultaneously hack 6,000 accounts, which is incredible. It almost sounds like an inside job.
I mean, this is it's hard to say it's not the accounts, but because I guess it sort of is, but this is them hacking Coinbase. This is not, like, it was already vulnerable, but because it's not a security feature, SMS, but it goes farther than that. They've broken effectively into Coinbase's system, because even though they access 6,000 accounts, there's nothing that would have stopped them from accessing 100,000 accounts, assuming they have 100,000 users, right? So it's not just like they broke into people's accounts for whom they managed to deceive into giving up their passwords.
Mm-hmm.
This is a direct attack on Coinbase.
Mm. And then Coinbase take like 6 years to admit to this, or maybe not 6 years, but years to admit to this.
I think it was like it does give the time frame in one of the stories.
I don't know. We'll get into the story, though, when we come back.
All right, there's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. That allows you to bring up anything that you want. Were you involved in this? I mean, 6,000 customers, there's a chance you were one of them if you have a Coinbase account. You can call in, share your story, 603-283-6160. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you join us now, you can get on with us. The number is 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. And don't forget, you can join us online. We've got a social media website that we launched, so we're running the thing. It is not some big tech corporation. It's what's called Mastodon. And I know you're a fan of Mastodon, Chris.
Absolutely.
In fact, I think you guys have your own server over at, I won't say what it is, but you have your own server.
Well, it's public, social.popcall.me.
Yeah.
Nobody, you can't sign
it's
up
closed.
For it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a closed server.
Because
so.
You can configure the server however you want to. So if you want to have your own server with only 3 accounts on it,
which
you can
is
do
literally
that.
What we got.
Yeah. Or you can have ours, which is open to anybody that wants to come and sign up. So head over to social.freetalklive.com, and you can do that. It is basically copying what they do with Twitter with the hashtags and the, you know, the tagging people and all that. It's just not Twitter. It looks a lot like it.
Well, it's way more than just not Twitter.
Yeah.
It's decentralized or federated, really. And that basically means that you can't be canceled. You can't be, you know.
You could be.
You could be canceled from individual servers but not from the network in general.
Correct. Every Mastodon server has its own set of accounts, so you can just move to the next one if you want to, or better yet, start your own. Of course, that's the best way to ensure you won't be canceled is if you're running the thing. And it's federated, which means that they're, by default, connected together with the other ones. So there's thousands of these servers out there. When I search for a username, it's going to show me other options that are off of the server for that same username. And it's pretty interesting. So, and it's free to use, so go check it out. Give it a try over at social.freetalklive.com. It's open source. It's another important point, which means that there's different software available to interface with this. So, of course, you can just use the web interface, sort of the default interface, or you can download an app. I'm just curious, do you have an app for Mastodon, or do you just use the web interface?
I do have an app, and I use something called Fedilab.
Fedilab, yeah.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
I've seen it before. F-E-D-I, right?
Yeah, L-A-B. F-E-D-I, L-A-B.
Yeah, and so there's different apps for Android, iOS, Windows, Linux.
Oh, yeah. Mine on iPhone is Amarok with a Q.
And you can also access it just using a regular browser, too.
Yeah, you can. But it's nice to have the app. You know, you get the notifications.
It does. Well, I mean, one of the nice things about the web, accessing via the web, is that if you're somewhere that you maybe on a computer you don't usually use, you can still log in.
Yep, and I believe you can even do two-factor authentication with Mastodon if you really want to secure your account to the max.
That is
available as a feature.
And I bet you it's way more secure than
Coinbase.
Twitter.
Twitter, sure, but yeah, we're talking about Coinbase.
Or Coinbase, yeah.
which has two-factor authentication. They're using SMS, and somebody found a bug. Now, you actually pointed out here during the break that we failed to realize that in order to get to the multi-factors section of logging in, you do have to have the person's password. So somehow they engineered 6,000 passwords from Coinbase customers.
So we weren't entirely wrong with what we said exactly. It's just that we kind of were with a partial part of this. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't just do it to anybody, but it's still a failure in the MFA, the multi-factor authentication, like a major, major bug. It doesn't do what it was supposed to do, right?
Which is block someone who has the password,
but not
the multi-factor from getting into the account.
So, in order to exploit, in order to get into these accounts, they also had to do what's called phishing, which is basically somebody tricks you into giving up your username and password.
Yeah, and if you go into
how does this happen?
Oh, there's many ways.
Just somebody starting a conversation with you? Because nobody's ever tried to do that to me.
Not paying attention to where the email is coming from, probably in most cases.
Email phishing is pretty common.
Yeah.
So, like, if you ever open up your spam folder on whatever, you know, email service you might be using, you may see in there emails from quote-unquote Coinbase that they have identified as being dangerous, and that's because it's not coming from Coinbase. It just says that on, like, you know, the email from field, basically. But when you open the thing up, if you open this thing, which you probably shouldn't do, but if you do open it and then you hover your mouse without clicking, if you hover your mouse over the link, you may notice that it's like going to www.c0inbase.com. So it'll be some sort of manipulated spelling of the name Coinbase, or it won't even be anything like Coinbase. It'll just be like xyzq1.com or something.
Interesting.
And you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't look right.
Okay, maybe this has happened to me because recently I was looking at my old email and it's just full of crap now.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this one email and I clicked on the email, but I didn't click on the link in it. It said, thank you for completing your account on, and it was like some website I had never heard of, and it said, click the link to view your profile. And I was like, I'm not clicking that link because I don't know what the heck that is. But it almost tricked me. I was almost like, what did I create a profile
on? And that may actually be a phishing email because they're just sending out so much spam, and some percentage of users are going to have an account at that website. And so if they click that link and they enter their login credentials,
boom, stolen.
They're compromised.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, it may not be that they were phished. That's possible. But it also might be an inside job. It could have been somebody inside of Coinbase that managed to get the customer info. They might have known about this weakness in the multi-factor, and they set this sort of up from the inside. That's a possibility. It's also possible that a hacker gained access to a database somehow and pulled the names from that way. But phishing seems the most likely.
Yeah, they're actually not clear in the story.
Coinbase isn't going to say if they do know, right? They're not going to reveal how they.
I mean, if it was an inside job, they probably wouldn't.
Yeah,
Like the fact that they took a long time to even admit that this happened, it makes them look really suspect.
Did you read the story?
No,
already?
I just heard about it today.
And I don't have it in front of me, but it was at least most of a year, if not longer.
I don't know why I thought 6 years earlier.
That's interesting because I think there's a time frame by law, and I think that's what they were reacting to. So I'm a little confused as to why they waited a year if they're trying to comply with the law, because the law says they have to comply right away.
It was between March and May 20th of this year.
Hmm. Okay. Even if a hacker has access to a Coinbase customer's credentials and email account, they are normally prevented from logging into an account if a customer has multi-factor authentication enabled. In Coinbase's guide on securing accounts, they recommend enabling multi-factor authentication utilizing security keys, time-based one-time passwords with an authenticator app, or as a last resort, SMS text messages. But So what this is saying is, it basically, even if you enable that, it isn't going to work. Normally, if
that was how they cracked in.
Right, right.
So, at least with the SMS. It sounds like maybe the one-time or passwords, the Google Authenticator ones, that seems like it would have been solid.
Yeah, it sounds like it, because it's only the MFA.
The SMS one.
SMS part, yeah, that appears to have been broken.
I want to go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Unscreen caller calling from 304 area code. You're on Free Talk Live. I think that's West Virginia.
Hello, gentlemen. That's correct. This is wonderful, wild West Virginia.
Hey,
you got it.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, I find that very few people actually hold cryptocurrency in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
All the supply chains that bring all the food to the stores and all of the goods and services out there are based upon the dollar.
They are, for now.
Now, what I'm looking at is the way they're spending money like drunken sailors.
Mm-hmm.
This latest debacle with the $1 trillion, you know, bills, the big Build Back Better bill, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot. It's if it weren't so fun, if it weren't so dangerously, something very dangerous
yeah,
to the dollar.
It'd be funny.
It's going to
yeah.
kill the dollar. As you recall, the Weimar Republic in the 1930s,
mm-hmm.
trying to get ahead of their debt that was put on them by the Allies after World War I to pay it back, they couldn't get ahead of that debt. It took a wheelbarrow full of Deutschmarks to actually buy a loaf of bread.
Sure.
So right now, we're going to, if we lose our reserve status in the world, the dollar loses it. We can no longer print money willy-nilly. In other words, we're going to have to start paying back things that we wouldn't normally have paid back.
When you say we, you're referring to the U.S. government. I mean, I'm not in debt.
No, I'm not. It's all, you know, you understand, they're pinning that on all of us.
Well, they can pay, they can screw off, because I'm not going to pay it. It's not my responsibility.
We digress. We digress. The point of the matter is this. When the dollar dies, all those supply chains, 99.99% of the population does all their business transactions in dollars. And when the dollar does die and it becomes wallpaper, all those supply chains that come from all over the world and all over the country will stop.
I don't know if you've heard this, and I wish we had more time to talk to you. Feel free to call in tomorrow night for more, but I don't know if you've heard, but there's over 500,000 shipping containers as of the last few days sitting off the coast of California because the supply chains are already effed up, and the dollar isn't even dead yet. It's not even close to being dead.
I think the dollar dying is funny, by the way, also.
I wish we had more time for it. We're out of time tonight. Thanks for the calls. If you didn't get on, call.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.